Unit 20, Androcles and the Lion. This happened in the 1st century AD. Androcles was a slave to a cruel master. The master's ship stopped for water on the west coast of Africa. Androcles escaped. He crawled into a small cave. He hid there. Suddenly, the cave entrance darkened. It was a large lion. The lion did not rush. Instead, it limped slowly. The lion's head was low. Its eyes were dull. Its fur looked matted. Exhausted, the lion stretched out beside Androcles. Androcles saw the swollen paw. The chewed end of a huge thorn stuck out. The lion must have been in pain for many days. Androcles knew the African thorn was barbed. The barb was like that of a fish hook. If it was pulled, flesh would tear too. The pain would be great. Androcles leaned over the lion. He stroked its mane. The lion licked Androcles' hand. It seemed to understand there would be pain. Androcles sat down. He put his feet against the lion's body for leverage. He grasped the thorn tightly with both hands. Then he jerked quickly and powerfully. The barb was clutched in his hands. Yes, some flesh hung off the barb. He quickly looked. A stream of bad blood and yellow infection spurted out of the paw. The infection had gone up the lion's leg. Androcles gently squeezed the leg to drain it. The lion lay as if dead. Androcles seized a broken coconut shell. He filled the shell in a stream. He carried the water back to the lion. The lion lifted its head. It first licked Androcles' hand. Then it lapped all the water. Androcles ran for a refill. He never came back. As he bent for more water, hands suddenly gripped him. The ship's crew tied him up. They dragged him away. He was a slave again.